Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. T's and C's apply.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, the government has rowed back on its cuts to winter fuel payments. It will now be given to all pensioners and then claimed back in tax from those with an income of more than £35,000 a year. Martin Lewis from MoneySavingExpert.com told us it's a huge relief.
The threshold was too low. £11,600 when you still have typical energy bills at the £1,700 a year rate and many pensioners use more than the typical amount is just too low.
Israeli forces have intercepted and detained activists, including Greta Thunberg, on an aid ship who were hoping to break through Israel's sea blockade of Gaza. The area has been under a three-month blockade, although some aid has been allowed through in recent weeks. Lawyer Hadil Abu Sali says Israeli forces acted illegally.
The situation we're talking about now is a situation that Israel brought those people inside of Israel, and that now they want to deport them on the basis they entered the Israel illegally. So basically, Israel is using a legal framework that doesn't apply to this situation.
An NHS trust has been cleared of corporate manslaughter after a young woman killed herself in a mental health unit. Alice Figueredo died at Goodmayes Hospital in Redbridge in July 2015, but the trust and ward manager have been found guilty of health and safety failures. Evri is to hire 5,000 new couriers in the UK following its multi-billion pound takeover. The delivery firm says key locations selected for the new jobs include Plymouth, Bury, Hastings, Dover and Scarborough. And if you play classical music to your plants, it seems you're not barking up the wrong tree. A study on pak choi has concluded they thrive if they're played the composer's Brandenburg concertos and grow up to twice the size of those that are played instrumental rock music. It's thought to be something to do with the sound frequencies and vibrations. You can read the full science and another rather good pun at classicfm.com. In the city, the FTSE 100 has closed down 6 points at 88.32. The pound buys $1.36 and €1.19. The weather, rain in the north, will clear eastwards tonight, dry and cloudy in the south. It's going to be breezy with a low of 8. Skies will gradually brighten tomorrow. There will be some drizzle in the south and a high of 21. From Global's newsroom. For Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Well, we knew it all along. Classic FM, good for the soul and the soil. It's Margarita Taylor. I shall keep the music coming for all our growers and gardeners. It's Morricone next.
Margarita Taylor
on Classic FM.
You're listening to Classic FM.
John Williams playing on Classic FM on guitar in the Franz Liszt Chamber Orchestra with the second movement of Vivaldi's Guitar Concerto in D. And before, we heard the music of Morricone, Yo-Yo Ma and the Rome Sinfonietta Orchestra with Morricone himself conducting for Gabriel's oboe. You're listening to Classic FM and Hamish McCann's The Land of the Mountain and the Flood next, which was premiered at the Crystal Palace on the 5th of November in 1887. And Bernard Shaw wrote of the piece following the premiere. Mr. McCunn's Land of the Mountain and the Flood, a charming Scotch overture, carries you over the hills and far away, and was much applauded. Hamish McCann, The Land of the Mountain and the Flood, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra playing on Classic FM. Thank you so much for the emails through this afternoon to classicfm.com. Hi, Margarita. I'm listening to you from Westchester, Pennsylvania in the United States. Thank you for playing the Adagio for strings earlier. Every time I hear it, I'm reminded that just a few blocks from where I'm sitting in Westchester, there is a house known as Barber House, where Samuel Barber lived in his younger years. So lovely to hear that piece this afternoon. JP, thank you for sharing that. Just had a little Google of Barber House in Westchester. Beautiful building. And hi to Mark, who's emailed from Manchester. Very much looking forward to hearing Ian Audi in concert. He's got tickets for the Manchester date on July the 6th. And the music really just has so many links to his family, so he's really excited about that date. I mentioned earlier that we've got a competition for you to win tickets to some of the sold-out nights in London at the Royal Albert Hall. You can find out more about that competition at classicfm.com. And Mark, thank you for sharing that story about your family. Lovely to get your email at classicfm.com. You can also message on 61812 if you'd like to text through the afternoon. I've got Edward Elgar on the way for you in a moment, but first, from Brahms, the Piano Concerto No. 2, and our soloist centre stage, Daniel Barenboim.
Thank you.
Daniel Barenboim and the Staatskapelle Berlin with Gustavo Dudamel conducting on Classic FM for the second movement of Brahms' Piano Concerto No. 2. Carrie-Anne's messaged on 61812 to say thank goodness for the music this afternoon, Margarita. I'm in a horrible traffic jam and it is pouring with rain here in County Tyrone. Keep the classics coming. Well, Carrie-Anne, I've got the music from Barber played earlier. I've got Edward Elgar, the variations on an original theme, Nimrod ahead, and the finale of Sanson's Carnival of the Animals. After Tim brings us all the latest on the traffic and travel for the journey home, wherever you may be. It's coming up next here on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
With a simple search on Get Your Guide, you can discover things to do around the world. You could find yourself on a romantic hot air balloon ride near Marrakesh, or on a bike tour through Amsterdam with three friends in tow. Wherever you're going, discover tours, tickets, and attractions on Get Your Guide. Start planning today at getyourguide.co.uk. Unforgettable travel experiences.
Classic FM Travel.
There are long delays in Cheshire on the M62 eastbound because of an accident between Junction 11 Birchwood and Junction 12, the M60. It's slow in Greater Manchester on the M56 eastbound. A car has broken down between Junction 5, Manchester Airport, and Junction 4, Fort Withenshaw. In West Yorkshire, there are queues on the M1 southbound. A car has caught fire between Junction 39, Wakefield, and Junction 38 for Huddersfield. More queues, this time in Staffordshire on the M6 southbound. That's because of an accident between Junction 10A, the M54, and Junction 10 for Wolverhampton. And it's snow in Somerset on the M5 southbound because of emergency repairs at Junction 23, Bridgewater North.
Classic FM. Margarita Taylor
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Imazici de Montreal, conducted by Yuli Turovsky for the finale of Sanson's Carnival of the Animals. And just before that, so moving, from Edward Elgar, the variations on an original theme, the sound of Nimrod, performed by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, an official partner of Classic FM, and they were conducted by Vasily Petrenko. Music inspired by the Blue Mountains in Australia, on the way in just a moment. If you haven't heard the piece by Sally Greenaway yet, absolutely gorgeous. And the Royal College of Music Symphony Orchestra performing for us in just a moment. That lovely, lovely piece. Before then, we'll hear from Bach, the Cello Suite Number 1, Gautier Capuçon, with a piece that somehow seems to make the world a little bit brighter.
If you're revising at the moment, we've got the perfect soundtrack to help you concentrate. Classic FM Calm. Soothe nerves and improve focus with the most peaceful classical music. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Classic FM.
Elena's Bolero on Classic FM, the music of Verdi, played by Clara Dent, with the Mendelssohn Chamber Orchestra Leipzig alongside. Now, the prelude from Bach, the Cello Suite Number 1.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Sally Greenaway's The Blue Mountains, inspired by the Blue Mountains in Australia, World Heritage Region just west of Sydney, which is absolutely stunning. The Royal College of Music Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Graham Ross. The piece before, the prelude from Bach's Cello Suite No. 1, Gautier Capuçon with the calm of that music. And if it's calm you need, remember we have a brand new sister station on Classic FM, Classic FM Calm, yours to explore. You can ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm, or you can find it on your app, Global Player, on our official app, or head to classicfm.com to get all the details. Beautiful place to head to if you just need that moment of bliss. For us next, bit of a finale from Tchaikovsky. It's from the Fourth Symphony, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra performing.
Thank you.
the finale of Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony, with Vasily Petrenko conducting the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra for us. Now, after the news headlines at 6 with Tim Humphrey, I have the music of John Rutter to bring you, and from William Walton, Crown Imperial on the way to see you into the evening here on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
My dad was a disaster when it came to DIY. For years, it was a running joke in his Father's Day cards. The wonky kitchen shelf, that time he drilled through an electrical wire. Thankfully, he's finally hung up his hammer at the age of 86. But he's still proud of the family home he created with Mum. So with daily visits from home instead, that's where he'll stay. Wonky shelves and all. For award-winning home care you can trust, visit homeinstead.co.uk.
Buying a home on a holiday park was the retreat you always wanted. But then came unexpected site fee increases. And that was before the dramatic loss in value. If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, you may have been missold. Holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive thousands in compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900. That's ADVICE to 78900.
I'm Dr. Andrew Darwood from the Darwood & Tanner Dental Practice. For over 30 years now, with co-founder Dr. Susan Tanner, we've assembled a dedicated and caring multidisciplinary team of dental experts who are at the forefront of their field, all with just one purpose in mind, creating the most comprehensive, tailored and complete dental implant treatments to keep you smiling.
For more on dental implants and our full range of treatments, visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Relax, knowing you've got quality home insurance with NFU Mutual. We pay out on 9 out of 10 home insurance claims with a no-quibble approach, so you can claim with confidence. And in the event your home can't be lived in, we'll pay for alternative accommodation for you, your family, and your beloved pets. That's why we're proud to be a Which? Best Buy for Home Insurance 2024. For quality home insurance you can rely on, search NFU Mutual Home Insurance.
What would you say to someone who's always posting holiday snaps on Instagram?
Get a life.
People are going to be emailing in with their problems.
Well, we'll get an awful lot of losers ringing in to us or whatever they do.
The Wittering Whitehalls, a podcast rammed full of life advice for all ages. Available now on Global Player.
The Red Cross is here to deliver essentials to people who have lost everything in Ukraine.
We are here to support families enduring the food crisis in Somalia.
We're here to shelter earthquake survivors in Turkey and Syria.
We're here for humanity. With your support, the Red Cross has helped millions of people in the UK and 190 other countries. Search British Red Cross to support us. Together, we are the world's emergency responders.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, 9 million pensioners in England and Wales will receive winter fuel payments this year. Everyone over the state pension age will receive the payment automatically. It will then be recovered through tax from those whose income tops £35,000. It marks a major reversal for the government, who scrapped the benefit for most pensioners last year. These people in Morecambe told us it's the right call.
Typical government, isn't it? Because they're losing votes, so they've got to do what they can to get their votes back again. So they've gone a U-turn on them, because it's the grey-haired people that vote for them.
It's disgusting. Paying taxes all life and can't get anything.
A London NHS trust and hospital ward manager have been found guilty of health and safety failures over the death of a patient. Alice Figueredo took her own life at Goodmayes Hospital in London in July 2015. Both the trust and Benjamin Aninakwa were found not guilty of manslaughter. Alice's mother, Jane, has been speaking outside court.
Nothing, including these verdicts, will ever bring her back to us, and we will never stop thinking of her and missing her. There's always one place empty at our table, one very special voice, silent, that we long to hear.
Resident doctors are voting on whether to walk out over pay. The health secretary earlier called on them to change their tactics. A plastic surgeon has been jailed for a minimum of 22 years for trying to murder a colleague. Peter Brooks stabbed Graham Perks in Nottinghamshire in 2021 during a failed arson attack. A musician has captured what she says is the sound of climate change by recording the Arctic wind as it passes through the strings of a cello. Sarah Smout spent 16 days at sea in temperatures of minus 15 and used a carbon fibre instrument. She also used hydrophones to capture the sounds of creaking glaciers.